Are you good?
Are you good?
I
Yeah,
am. I can hear
that's
you.
better. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me here on Purpose Spotlight.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to spotlight you and just the awesome things that you've been doing, just as far as I've known you. Like, how I was trying to think about this. I don't, has it been 10 years?
Quite possibly. Pretty close to it, if not 10. I know girlfriend therapy has been in existence for, I guess, public facing. It's been in existence since what, 2011? So we're 20,
Okay.
23, so it's been about 12 years.
Yeah, because I think we met going into, I think it was the third year, I think.
So yeah,
going into the
about 2 years
fourth
then, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well then,
Time
that's
flies when
been
you're
good
having
enough.
fun.
I know, and we have. Oh my gosh. And so, well, who are you and what is it that you do? That's why you're here today. And it's good to switch roles, because you're normally like having events and bringing me on, but I consider it an honor to have you here and you get to
Oh,
share, you know, who you are. So, with the
thank you.
beautiful and all of that, your hair is always just popping and I'm
Oh,
like,
look at it.
I'm so
Thank
grateful.
you.
Just go ahead and share a little bit about what this is about, who you are and what it is that you do.
Absolutely. So my name is Kwanzaa, although this year I'm transitioning to Kwanzaa Feleka, which Kwanzaa is my first name, Feleka is my middle name, trying to merge the two. And I'll explain a little bit about why that is, but I'll do a proper introduction first. So Kwanzaa Feleka, I am the founder of Girlfriend Therapy Ministry. Like I said, it's been in existence for 12 years now, as an I say a public facing ministry because it started as a gathering of women in my living room. So it was very much, personal and, in the home and just ministering to women, actually us ministering to one another. And it just kind of started off of that for probably about, I'd say about 2 years. It was kind of, in my house, and I would do it quarterly, just have women come through, once a quarter for what I was calling girlfriend therapy sessions. And then in July of 2010, God said Girlfriend Therapy Conference. And so March of 2011, we held our first Girlfriend Therapy Conference. And up until the pandemic, we were holding conferences once a year. We were doing a lot of, public facing things, a lot of in-person events. But the pandemic kind of slowed those things down a bit. And of course, for 2020, we were preparing for our 10th annual conference before COVID hit, and we ended up having to cancel that. I think probably a couple of weeks before. You were going to be a part of that, in fact.
I had my outfit planned and I was like,
Right.
yes. When you said it was canceled, my heart just sank. I was like,
I
no.
was holding on. In fact, the hotel had to cancel because I was like, all right, Lord, I'm trusting you. Want to be obedient because, of course, at that point, we didn't know what COVID was, and it's still very early. But I was just like, Lord, I'm trusting you, being obedient. And the hotel was like, yeah, we, the governor, I think, made the decision that he couldn't hold events with more than 50 people. And the number, I think, kept dropping. So by the time the conference came around, the hotel ended up canceling because I think we were preparing for 250 women that year,
Yeah, because I
is what
think,
I was preparing them for.
was that the, I think you were going to invite men as well. Was that the,
Exactly. Yeah. And so that conference was actually going to be Use All Your Bricks to Build, which brings me into, Kwanzaa Feleka now. I always had this, Kwanzaa always says like the business head, she's the one that's forward facing and, doing all the logistics, whatever God say do, I do it. And Feleka is more like my creative side. And so that conference, Use All Your Bricks to Build, I always kept those two kind of persona separate. The creative side I always felt was very personal and therapeutic, and it was just something for me. And then, like I said, the Kwanzaa side was just like the business side and, doing, being about the business of ministry and the business of whatever else God had called me to. And then, when God said, use all your bricks to build, that was a term that I continued to hear and just kind of continued to minister to me. And so as we came into, I guess, going out of 2022, coming into 2023, it kind of dawned on me. I was actually doing one of our podcasts, and it dawned on me like, I'm not using all of myself in, you know, it was almost like I was compartmentalizing my gifts.
Yeah.
And it was like the creative side of me is like the innovative side. It was the more relaxed side. It was the more, you know, I don't know the right word. I think just calm, relaxed, creative, like innovative, forward thinking more than strategic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think you need both of those parts. And so, you know, as I go into 2023, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to consciously bring both of those parts of me, mm-hmm. you know, to the table. And so a lot of the things that I've been doing is now Kwanzaa Feleka. So, and you may have seen like some of my art. I always signed it Feleka the Artist.
That's new. Yeah. What is that?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So that was one of my pet projects during the So that was one of my pet projects during the pandemic. But of course, you know, during the pandemic, I think like everybody else, you're just kind of waiting, holding your breath to see what was going on, what was happening. Especially when you weren't able to do the in-person events, which is what, you know, Girlfriend Therapy was really synonymous for, was you know, our in-person gatherings. Whether it was a conference or a forum or the healing circle, which was an 8-week course that I would do. So once all of that kind of stopped because of the pandemic, you know, it was kind of like, okay, I'll take advantage of this break and kind of enjoy just a little bit of time to, you know, refocus and regroup. And then in 2021, you know, I was ready to kind of kick back in gear.
Yeah.
January 2021, my mom passed. So that shut everything down again. Like, my whole world was like, okay, wait a minute. But then, as you know, in 2022, 2 years, you know, later, I kind of was going into 2022 and was like, okay, Lord, what's next? And I wanted to reengage with, you know, the women who were familiar with the ministry in a significant way. And to take a step back, I think at the end of 2021, once I started kind of refocusing and trying to figure out what 2022 was about, we had went through and revamped the website and everything. And one of the things that got really put on my heart, it was like really conscious of the fact that it was more... I don't want to say personal. I don't know if that's the right word, but definitely more individual focused. So whereas everything else was like always group or collective, what God was showing me was that a lot of the stuff that I was doing individually, which was typically a lot of one-on-one stuff that I would do, was kind of bringing that more to the forefront. And not just one-on-one as it pertained to me and my relationship with, you know, the ministry and the women who were, you know, connected to the ministry, who had an ear for the ministry, but the relationship for the women as well. I know that there is this part of us that is obviously, you know, the collective and, you know, it's this group effort, but there's a real need for us to focus inward as well and focus individually as well. And so that's what God was, you know, really showing me is like the ministry, I would say growing into a more intimate space, a more one-on-one kind of intimate space. And so last year, 2022, is when we did a year of conversations. And that really was kind of the heartbeat of what that intimate space looked like, which was, you know, connecting with women from different walks of life and, you know, having one-on-one conversations about whatever it is that, you know, we wanted to talk about. And like I said, we had, I think, about 50 conversations that year with 50 different women. Should have been 52, but I think there was a couple of conversations that I had. Obviously, kicking it off, it was like me having a conversation. And then there was a couple other conversations later throughout the year. But I think at the end of it, we had maybe 50 women that I got to talk with, you know, on this podcast series, and that was phenomenal. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't want to keep kind of going. I want you to ask the question.
No, because it's been just amazing to see, you know, just what's happened since we've met and just the evolving and just your heart to just to keep moving forward, but at the same time being sensitive to what's happening externally. But and so in the midst of that, okay, God, how do I respond? You know, because, you know, like you said, 2020 changed everything. And so it forced a readjustment for everybody in multiple, no matter what faith
or level of faith that you had, you know, you unfortunately couldn't just go in there and say, no, we are going to meet. I don't care what the governor said. Can't do that. Right. You know what I mean? And I know my heart shifted in a lot of different ways during that time. And in a similar way, how Purpose Spotlight was formed. But even before we get to 2013, how in the world did Girlfriend Therapy come to be? And how did you know that it was something that God was like, this is what I want you to do?
It's funny. I always think about that and always share the same story. It started as a gathering of women in my living room. I always share that same story. But I think more important than like just the literal kicking off Girlfriend Therapy, mm-hmm. Just the Girlfriend Therapy conference part, I think is where it became, I don't want to say more real, but it became something external. So right. I always kind of say, you know, a forward-facing ministry versus just like a personal gathering that was happening in my living room. Mm-hmm. And I was at a book event in Atlanta, like I said, July 2010. And I was talking with a young lady. We weren't talking about anything in particular. And I just heard the Holy Spirit say, Girlfriend Therapy Conference. And mm-hmm. it's just like, I just kind of nodded, you know, and still stayed in conversation with her. And that was in July of 2010. And I was just like, okay. And I didn't hear anything else until, I think it was October of that same year. So October 2010. So that was what, 3-4 months later. Yeah, mm-hmm. 3-4 months later. And then I was in Joanne Fabric and God just started downloading, you know, Girlfriend Therapy Conference. These are the women. So he gave me a list of 4 women to connect with. And, you know, I stood in there and I called each of the women one by one in the order that he gave it to me. I don't know why, but it felt like that's how I needed to do it. And it was so much too exact to that. The order that he gave it to me is like the third woman that was on the list. I couldn't reach her because her number had changed. And so I didn't even call the fourth woman until after I talked to the third woman that God had given me. And, you know, by the grace of God, all 3 of them or all 4 of them said yes. You know, they would be a part of it. And so, you know, we start planning for a conference. And it was really interesting because there were so many things that happened during that time. One of the things people always ask me is like, okay, so God said it in July, but you didn't do any, what did you do between July and October? It's like, I didn't do anything. I just waited and see what God told me what was next, right? Yeah. Because a lot of times when God tells you something, a lot of times we get too busy planning and trying to, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. exactly. But I think I had learned over the years to, you know, really just wait for God's instructions. He obviously created me to be creative, but I always say that Girlfriend Therapy is not the space for me to be creative in that way, but it's more mm-hmm. about being obedient and being yielded and listening and, in my spirit, I knew that early on. So mm-hmm. when he said it in July, it was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then once he said it in October, then I just started, you know, kind of going in the order, following the directions that he had given me. So we had our first conference in March of 2011. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting. So many interesting parts to just the whole story and the foundation of Girlfriend Therapy, because I was, you know, I was a part of a church at the time. And mm-hmm. I remember sharing with my pastor, like, oh, God gave me, you know, the pastor and the pastor's wife. And it was like, oh, God gave me this, you know, this ministry. I didn't even know it was ministry at the time. I just knew that it was faith-based. And I knew that it was a conference. And I knew that I was going to be talking to women. Yeah. And so I remember, you know, sharing with my pastor and his wife. And they were so uninterested. It was just like, oh, that's sweet, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, and of course, I'm looking for, you know, guidance, I'm looking for, you know, I don't know what, but they were so uninterested in it, and, but fortunately, I did have a lot of, you know, like my father in the faith, I always reached back to him, I had a lot of brothers and sisters in the faith who were able to encourage me, because it was really daunting, especially, you know, wanting your church to be supportive of it, right? And then it was interesting, too, because in those earlier years, you know, I would invite people to come and minister. And it's like, well, who are you connected to? What, you know, who's covering you?
What church? Yeah. right?
mm-hmm. So I got that for many years, like, who's covering you? And, you know, people would be like, oh, I can't because, you know, it's not connected to a church. And it's, you know, all that, you know, all the stuff that people look for. And so that was a little, I guess, I don't want to say disheartening. Mm-hmm. It was disappointing. Yeah. Right. It was really disappointing because I found myself often saying, like, well, God told me to do this. Like, this isn't something that I just went in a lab and came up with. And you know what I'm saying? It was like, no. I literally, God said, you know, girlfriend therapy conference and in obedience, I'm doing what God said. And so why is that not enough, brother and sister in faith? You know? So and so we kind of operated like that for some years. You know, unaffiliated, and it's still unaffiliated. I didn't get ordained as a minister until, was it 2018? Yeah, 2018 is when I got ordained as a minister. And so we operated in ministry for about 11 years, I mean, 11 years, about, was it 7 years before we actually, you know, before I actually was ordained as a minister. And so those 7 years were very interesting. What it taught me, though, was just hearing God's voice, you know, just trusting what God has called me to do unapologetically. You know, the one of the mantras for girlfriend therapy is being all that God has called us to be without apology or compromise. And that's very much the heartbeat. So I don't try to excuse what God tells me to do. I don't try to account for what people think it's supposed to be. You know, I just really just kind of walk in obedience, and that's it, you know. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, I did not spell that right.
Yes.
It's and I know we've talked about this before, just kind of like that response, especially from very, what word does Nia want to use at this point? Very conservative, kind of very conservative views. Because I know that was something that I know even myself, that whole idea of covering, you know, because especially as a woman, like a lot of people I don't think really understand just the challenges that women face, you know, because it's like, no, I know what God told me.
Yeah.
So why do you have an issue? Like you said, why do you have an issue? Why is it not enough, you know? Then you begin to, I know for me, you know, begin to doubt or begin to question or just, you know, you slow down, you pause, and you make sure, like, okay, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, especially when it is someone like, someone that goes to your church or a pastor or someone that, you know, that you respect. Not that you lose respect, but it's just like, I want it. Like you said, that affirmation that says, good job, you know, I don't know how to help you, but good job, you know.
Even to say, like, it was so funny because I remember talking with the first lady and we already picked the date and everything. And I was like, yeah, the conference is like, now mind you, this is like October. And I'm like, yeah, the conference is like March, you know. And she's like, oh, I think I'm going to be busy that day. It's like, okay, but then I think, what I understand as well is, you know, because we're friends that, you know, I just celebrated 31 years married. And it's like, so you ask me who's covering me. It's like my husband is covering me and God is over him, right?
Yeah.
So when you start asking that question, especially to be married to a man of God, you know, I'm not just talking about some dude I'm just married to, but my husband is very much, you know, a man of God with a life surrendered to God, you know. So when I think of who's covering me as a wife, I say he's covering me first, and then, you know, over him is God. So, and as you know, my husband has, everywhere I go, everything that I do, he's like right there, you know, helping with whatever it is that's needed, you know, and not only helping, you know, physically helping, but absolutely covering me in prayer and, you know, keeping me encouraged and all that stuff, praying for me, praying with me, and all that. So that was a tough start for me because, you know, you do want the support of your church in whatever way. And, you know, there are individuals that support it, but as far as the leadership, and I'm not talking about I'm just a member of the church, like I was leadership in my church, right? But I think the pastor, I think they had their own idea of what they needed from my husband and I, because they wanted us to, you know, lead their marriage ministry and different things like that. And it was like, no, this is what God called me to do. It's like, well, what is he calling y'all to do together? It's like, well, we're doing life together.
Yeah,
what he called me to do. So I think they just had their own, you know, ideas of what, you know, what we should have been doing, and was looking for that more, you know, as it pertained to couples ministry and things like that. So that was an interesting time in ministry.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, just looking at it now, like you said, 31 years later, it's like obviously they picked the right couple, you know, but yeah. At the same time, you know, it's just like I think sometimes people just kind of get lost in the programming and what looks good and what is the immediate idea, the first thing that jumps out without that chance to really just step back, like you say, you know, like when God first said conference, like you didn't just start making calls, you didn't start planning, you just like, all right, well, until you say something else, I'm gonna go back over here to Target and we just gonna have fun. Then, you know, I think a lot of people miss that opportunity. I think it was Darius Daniels, a sermon I heard not too long ago, and he was talking about how so often just that, you know, we miss the entirety of what God is saying because we hear that first part and we just start doing stuff and God's like, yeah. It's a lot of information that that can come with that. And I know just me being at the conferences, like you work in excellence. And so, and you have that mindset of like, I'm not just going to throw anything together, you know? And so, you know, you start your planning and then you have like the gifts and the chairs and everything just, you know, just flows and it looks beautiful. And I still got some souvenirs around here somewhere. Oh yeah, there's one right there. And that oil is over there too.
Yes.
And you can see that. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that I've seen about you is that you operate that way. You know, you don't just throw things together and think God's going to bless it because it's Christian, but it's like, no, like you really cherish and you value because ultimately, especially when we're in that creative space, what you do reflects how God looks. So if you throw something busted together, God's like,
Exactly. And I believe also, Nia, is that, you know, I really believe that, you know, I am a vessel. I am God's hands and his ears. And, you know, I always say I'm logistics, right? God says the plans and I make the phone calls. I answer the emails. I do logistics. Mm-hmm. Because God forbid I try to speak anything into the life of anybody that God didn't want me to say. And I think that's a part of it too. So even for my pastors at the time, you know, they looked at the obvious, oh, they're a young couple, they're married, let's put them in marriage ministry. But they didn't understand who we were as Christians. They didn't understand who we were in our faith or any of those things. And so, and I think a lot of times people do that. We tend to lean on what we see and what we know as opposed to really hearing from God. And then we'll slap the label of God said on top of that, as opposed, because I'll share with you, when I was saying like a lot of the one-on-one stuff, I never forget one of my brothers in the faith, he's a pastor, and he had asked me to come and, you know, talk with one of the women in his church that was going through a lot. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, asked me to come and speak with her. And, you know, he said, you can use my office and, you know, afterwards. And I was like, okay, you know. And I'm not very big on mentoring in any formal way. Mm-hmm. It's like, if anything that I'm doing, you know, is encouraging to you or inspiring to you, then praise God. But I don't make an effort to mentor people or, you know, things like that. And so I never forget, I'm sitting in the pastor's office and this young lady is, you know, she's talking with me and she's sharing a lot of things that she had gone through. And the whole time I'm sitting there, the Holy Spirit is like, you know, he's pretty much like one, she was asking me to be a mentor and the Holy Spirit was like, no. And a lot of people would be like, well, how, you know, you're supposed to, I have so many examples of that. So I've learned to just listen. Mm-hmm. And so she was sharing with me and the whole time she's talking, the Holy Spirit is just really giving me the words to give back to her. And it wasn't what Kwanzaa was hearing and what Kwanzaa think I needed to say or what scripture I think I needed to put on it. But it was literally just sitting there listening to the Holy Spirit and everything that she was saying, he either gave me a scripture for it, he gave me a word for it. And ultimately at the end of the conversation, you know, I just shared with her, I said, you know, what God is showing me is that you have to get back to your first love. And she just was bawling. And it's like, and you don't need another crutch. And so what she was doing was like trying to bring someone else in the fold to, you know, to be able to lean on. And the Holy Spirit is like, no, enough of that. Like you've done enough of you know, bringing people in to be a crutch for you.
Yeah.
And you need to go back to your first love, which is where you first met Christ. Yeah. And when I gave her that, you know, it really resonated with her. And again, it wasn't what Kwanzaa thought I needed to say. This was what the Holy Spirit told me to give to her. Mm-hmm. And so I don't fall over myself trying to, you know, be in people's space or be there, you know, whatever. Like I said, if we're in friendship or we're in relationship, I pray that, you know, I have influence enough to encourage you, or that my life in some kind of way is a reflection of, you know, the love of God, the peace of God. But I certainly don't set myself out to be anybody's mentor in anything. And I think if my pastors knew my husband and I, they would know that that's how we mm-hmm. operate more by example.
Yeah.
And like my pastor now, you know, he always says the faith is to be demonstrated, not dictated. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we live our lives as a married couple. And that's how my husband lives his life as a man. That's how I live my mm-hmm. life as a woman, as parents, you know, is to really just be a demonstration of the faith and not poke people in the eye, which is one of my new favorite sayings. But to really just be a reflection of God and not, you know, not try to, you know, pound people over the head in any way.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's just the journey, just the things that you learned. And one of the things that I've found is like, when someone else won't, God will give you everything that you need, bring the people in that you need to help you, gird you in a way to be a part, to support, to walk alongside you, the ones that will tell you, like, no, you probably shouldn't have done that. You probably shouldn't have done that. So let's not do that again, you know, to bring these people. So it's, because I think a lot of people, when they hear that immediate, I may support, I like, you know, like the first lady that you're talking about, oh, I probably will be busy that day, so I can't do that. You know, that can be very discouraging for people. But in this faith, we have to, in this walk, we realize that I'm still going to follow what God said do. And as we do that, and people fall off who aren't supposed to be on this journey with us, they fall off, and God's like, well, you know what, I know you can't do this journey alone, so let me bring somebody who you never thought you would get in contact with, you never thought that you would be friends with or have relations with, and it just makes the journey so much sweeter, because it becomes very easy to identify those divine connections, you know, the people that live in Walmart, the people that you met at the gas station, the people you just happen to go to some random event, and somebody sitting just on a, you know, eating some popcorn, like on a chair, minding their business or whatever, and next thing you know, you're best friends.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's pretty dope. And so with everything that you shared and all that you're doing, starting, you know, with this podcast that you started a couple years ago, now I'm moving into this new year with a new set of telling stories.
Yeah.
What are the things that you are doing with Girlfriend Therapy, working on short term, and things that you're looking forward to long term?
So like you mentioned, last year we did the podcast series. What was last year's podcast? A Year of Conversation. And this year we're doing a series that is not as intense. Mm-hmm. I'm just really talking to women when we talk. Where last year it was like a, you know, conversation once a week. Right now we're doing Tell Yourself Your Story. And it's really, again, pointing back to that inward kind of, really trying to just kind of build from the inside out. So really kind of looking at yourself, and really, I think there's something beautiful about being reminded of who you are. Because I think you're living in a time where there's so much and so many people trying to tell you who you are, which is amazing to me. And I say amazing in the, you know, and not a great way. But there's so many people who try to tell you who you are. And I think things are moving so swiftly that people just, people are really undone, you know, when people are not as secure. Sure, not as confident, not as assured. Based off of where they've come from. I mean, there are people that's been in the church for years, for decades even, who in this season are a little undone, a little unraveled. And I think it's because for a for some of us, is because we've been living this Christian life in such an external way, right? Mm-hmm. And so when things external to us start shaking and being a little unstable, it causes a sense of instability in us as well. And I just feel like, you know, when you connect with who you are in God, like in a very real way, right? Who I am at 51 years old, at, you know, 5'5", 140 pounds, like who I am in God, like in a very real way, it helps you to be far more anchored than I think we thought we were, you know, even before the pandemic, right? Yeah. And so having this, you know, tell yourself your story is really about that. It's like, you know, when I'm talking to women now in preparation for having them on, I'm like, who are you outside of the titles, right? Because we start anchoring ourselves in, I'm a public speaker, or I'm a minister, or I'm a, you know, career coach, or I'm a life coach. You know, we start anchoring ourselves in all of these things that are so fruitful that when those things start shaking, you kind of don't know who you are. So it's really getting back to that little girl in you that was so assured, that was so confident, and then matching her up to that woman of you who now knows and have this understanding of God and this understanding of the faith, and like, what does that blossom into? So that really is what the telling yourself your story is. And we do it in kind of like a story format. Okay. So it's kind of like, you know, this is a story of, you know, perseverance, or this is a story of overcoming, or, you know, so we kind of put that title on it. And then we kind of go through the series, like, who are some of the people that's been like your supporting cast? What have been some of the challenges? Who's your nemesis? You know, whether it's something internal or, you know, something external, you know, what do you feel like your nemesis is? And so it's been a lot of fun just talking to a lot of women. So that's been a lot of fun. I don't see girlfriend therapy going back to what it was. Okay. You know, I don't know that we will be doing conferences and all that stuff that we had done in the past, because I just think that I think we're in a different space spiritually. I think we're in a different space socially. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's just and I say different, maybe not in the messaging, but just different in the approach. So when I look at girlfriend therapy and everything that we've done, whether it was the conferences or the, you know, podcast or radio, all those things, there's like a theme and a resounding message that continues to, you know, be the thread through everything that we've done. And that really is living a life of faith and living a life, you know, Holy Spirit led, you know, that really is kind of the thread that pulls through everything. And so as much as we can continue to promote that message, right, and continue to encourage women in the faith and encourage them to listen to the Holy Spirit, to not be moved by the things of the world, but just really be committed to, in a very real way, committed to the things of God. And so whether that's, you know, having these podcast series or, but I think whatever it is, I think it has to be more intimate and more one-on-one. And so that's kind of where I am right now. And you know, God does what he wants with this platform, and we yield to him. And yeah. So if, you know, if in the future he says, no, we're going to go back to conferences or something different, then that's what it's going to be. We're going to move to something different. So that's kind of where we are.
All right. And it's a scary, but it's an exciting place, because it keeps you on the edge of your seat, and it makes you just, all right, I gotta listen.
It's not even scary, because I'll tell people all the time, the moment I realize that it is not me, but is God working through me, what's there to be afraid of?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just have to do what he said to do. So there's nothing scary about that, you know? I trust him with the ministry, and I know without question that he's more concerned about his women than I could ever be. And if I miss it, I don't think for a minute that if I miss it, that somebody else is going to miss it because I was disobedient. If I miss it, then he's going to raise someone else up to get that message in a way that only he can. So I remain humble in that way, knowing that, you know, it's not about me, but it really is just about, you know, God doing what it is that he's purposed to do. And that's it. Like, his purpose will be fulfilled, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm just humble and happy to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Honored to be a part of it.
Yeah. God is doing so much right now in so many different ways, just literally around the world. And it's a lot of things that I've just kind of been seeing over the years. And just, I think one of the things that I'm most excited about, that I have been excited about, is just hearing much more consistency from God's people as far as what they're saying, the messages, the certain terminologies. And I'm just like, you know, so even with what you're doing, you know, it's at this point, it's like this Holy Spirit, we got to really tap into it. We got to go deeper because there's way too much stuff to be done. There's way too much religion that has to just fall away. There's way too much tradition and what we're used to seeing and what we're used to doing. But this Jesus that's real, the Jesus of the Bible that I know, like, we got a lot of work to do. For it to get done, we can't do it without the work of the Holy Spirit, right? Like, we can't, you know, and it takes the pressure off of us, you know, when we can say, it's not up to me. You know, it's not up to me. And so if you got an issue with what I'm doing or what I'm not doing. I don't know. So, it's above me now. Sorry.
Exactly.
Last question. How can people get in contact with you and just hear more about your story, what you're doing, if they want to, women, I guess, specifically, be on your, be on the podcast and all that? How can people find you?
So I'll always point people to the website first, because talking about consistency, like what's there, let me think as I'm talking, that's mostly because I just got finished saying we're not going to do the conferences and all that stuff, but I think all that is still on the website. But for sure, you know, to learn more about the history of girlfriend therapy, you know, how we started, to learn more about me, to check out some of our past events and things like that, you know, you can go to the website and everything about girlfriend therapy can be found there. You can go to our store. I'm actually having a campaign right now, Choose Life, Show Grace, Speak Faith, which is, I should have worn a t-shirt today. it really is a campaign about love and, you know, kind of getting out of this mindset. And I know that we all have different gifts and, you know, we're operating in our gifts, but I think ultimately, what we all ought to, you know, pursue is, you know, to choose grace, or choose life. I'm sorry, you know, to choose life, which is doing things and speaking on things and speaking in a way that is life giving. You know, showing grace is realizing that the same God that saved me can save you. So I don't have to poke you in the eye for where you are in your walk and where you are in your journey. Just trusting that the Holy Spirit is, you know, still the Holy Spirit and Jesus, you know, the finished work of the cross is still the finished work of the cross. And, you know, God is still God, you know, so showing grace to people. And just because they may be in a different space, you know, it doesn't, and I may be in a different space, you know, it doesn't make me an expert in anything, you know, but to, you know, just try to show grace to one another. And then obviously speaking faith, you know, again, you know, just saying what our Father said, you know, what does his word say about everything, you know, and saying it with love, saying it, you know, as the Holy Spirit, you know, opens and gives you the space to say it, right? Not, not again, just because I know the scripture and that scripture looked like it pertains to your situation. I'm not going to just throw the scripture on it because I think it pertains, because it's always deeper than that. Yeah. And so I think really being tapped into the deeper things and not just looking for the obvious, maybe the what we think is an obvious answer. So that's that campaign, you know, Choose Life, Show Grace, Speak Faith. You can purchase t-shirts. Nia and know everything that we do under Girlfriend Therapy is free of charge. And, you know, we do have conferences and we continue to give to other ministries and other works, you know, that are focused towards women and children. So a portion of the proceeds from that campaign, which will run to the end of the month, portions of the proceeds to that campaign will go to, you know, we haven't picked a charity. We're looking for people to recommend charities. I always believe that, you know, what's easy for me, maybe something that a smaller ministry might be struggling with. So if I have a $50,000 need and you have a $5,000 need, I might be able to meet your $5,000 need based off of where I am. You know, and then every ministry that's probably a lot larger that can hit me my $50,000 need. And so I just believe in, you know, paying it forward in that way. So we are looking for, you know, other charities. So there's a smaller charity that you know that's doing something to support women or girls, or women and children, definitely let us know, and they, you know, we'll decide on which charity to give to. In addition to that, you can reach out to me to be a part of our, you know, Tell Yourself Your Story podcast series, which has been a lot of fun. And what else do we have going on? Continue to visit our YouTube channel. You can see as early back as our very first Girlfriend Therapy Conference, through our radio program, through the podcast series. Just Girlfriend Therapy YouTube channel. And, you know, remember to subscribe and all that wonderful stuff. But definitely visiting the website will get you to everything.
And just for the sake of saying it, can you say, like, the full name of the website?
Absolutely. So it's www.girlfriendtherapy.org. I guess that is important, that .org part.
Yes.
So girlfriendtherapy.org. And then we do have a Facebook page, and we also are on Instagram. And I think that's it.
Yeah, and everything is Girlfriend Therapy, I believe.
Yes, or it's either Girlfriend Therapy, Girlfriend Therapy Inc., or Girlfriend Therapy Ministry. And I think, I don't know which, like even here, I don't know which, what we are on IG, I think is Girlfriend Therapy Inc. Okay. I think.
It's all good. We'll figure it out. I'll put it on there.
Yeah, the website will get you everywhere though, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's a cool thing about websites, because it's just one stop shop. Find whatever you need there.
Exactly.
But before I let you go, thank you so much for coming and joining me here and sharing your story, you know, and just where you come from, what you're doing, and how you are walking in your purpose and being yourself for a purpose. And you have been such a very instrumental part of my life, and you've really. So I'll be thinking about this a lot. I'm like, you know, she's always been I feel seen, you know, and I consider that so special, because kind of like a similar thing, just not having someone immediately to really affirm who I am and who I can be, you know, and so you've always given me the space to just be me. I'm just like, thank you. So it's, and you are so very dear and special to me. So, before you go, is there anything that you want to leave with people, specifically those that fall within that Girlfriend Therapy spectrum, with considering everything that's going on right here, right now, in our society, culture, whatever term you want to use? What is your message to them?
Absolutely. First, I have to say, I adore you. I thank God so much for you, because, you know, the same way that I can call on you at any moment. And I appreciate that, you know, it was such a genuine spirit. And so I thank God for that. And your gifts, you know, they say your gifts will make room for you. And you are so generous with your gift, especially as it pertains to the ministry work that I'm doing. I can call you at any moment and say, Nia, could you minister? Can you, know, and you're right there. So I thank God for you. And, you know, I pray that he continue to bless all the works of your hands and everything that you do. I know that you are walking in your purpose. I know that you have purpose. I know that you recognize that you have purpose. And I just pray that God continue to just bless you in every way that he sees fit to bless you and everything that you need. And I also say, you know, that as far as the women for Girlfriend Therapy, you know, I think my target audience, if you will, are women of faith, but I think it's also women who are interested in the faith, but may have experienced church hurt, or may have experienced, you know, just kind of watching it, you know, how some people just kind of watch it from the sidelines, and it's kind of like, I'm not sure, you know, I think I'm called to those women as well, because I do ministry, and I love to share my testimony about how I got saved, but I do ministry in a very genuine and authentic way. And I know people say that all the time. But I really just listen to the Holy Spirit, and can meet people where they are, right? And without judgment, without critique, but just meet them where they are. And so with that in mind, I would say that the thing that I would leave anybody that's listening to this, whether you're a woman or a man or whatever, and you're either in the faith and maybe struggling or whatever, I just want to remind you that God is God all by himself, and that his word is relevant today as it was yesterday and in years before. and it will be as relevant tomorrow.
Yeah.
So look to him and trust the Holy Spirit to lead you through the Word of God in a way that is pertinent to you and your situation, where you are. Don't allow anybody to make you feel like your faith is predicated upon how they see you or what they think about you, but that it is only the way that God sees you, and that's it. And the Holy Spirit will help you deal with everything else. So if you've not given your life to Christ and you want to, or you're thinking about it, I just encourage you, it really is a personal relationship first, and then where God takes you and how the Holy Spirit leads you will be an extension of that relationship, but it has to start with you first. So don't allow anyone to tell you that you're not worthy, that God does not see you, that Christ did not die on a cross for you. He sees each and every one of us. His desire is for all of us to surrender our lives to him. So I just want to encourage you in that. Don't let anybody talk you out of your salvation, talk you out of your inheritance.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, and if you didn't, and I would say this, and I say this all the time, if you want someone to pray with you, again, website, my number is on the website. You will get me directly. If you don't get an answer, you can leave a message, and I always return calls. But if you want someone to pray with you, someone to just encourage you, whatever it is I can do to help you along your journey, your faith walk, then I am always available. That's my ministry. That's what God has called me to do. And I just don't want you to miss it because you're watching some of the shenanigans that's going on in the world. So.
And we all need to be the reminder, you know, just shut it off. Let me just go call Kwanzaa. It's too much going on.
Exactly.
But thank you so much for coming. It's been a joy to see you and to talk to you. And
you as well.
Super soon.
Yes. Until next time. Blessings to you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that concludes our season 5 episode 1. This concludes episode 1 of season 5. As you can see, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman, and I love her dearly, and she's made such an impact in my life, and I'm forever grateful for her.
Thank you for listening today, and I hope you can join me again for the next time on Be You for a Purpose, the podcast.